going to start in a couple of weeks with our budget adjustment bill. The first step is we're going to deal with collective bargaining for all public employee unions, because you divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker talking to billionaire Diane Hendricks. And again, you go back to and you remember 2011. And look, I remember sleeping on the marble floor of the capital of Wisconsin going, look, the attacks that we're seeing happening in Wisconsin, they're going to go across the country. And they did. They went to Ohio. They went to Tennessee. They went to Michigan, Indiana, all across the country, we've seen these anti-worker attacks. And the sad reality is what's happening is Pennsylvania is next on that list. Let me repeat that. All of the attacks that you've seen all across the country on workers and their rights are here in the home state of Pennsylvania. All of it's banging around in general assemblies all across the country, but PA is the state that the wealth class wants. It's that simple. And here to talk a little bit about the attacks that are coming, I've asked William Hamilton to come talk with us. He's the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Eastern Region Vice President, also President of the Pennsylvania Conference of Teamsters. Bill, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, thanks for having me on the show and making this a public forum so we can speak about it.
So, you know, I look at this and look, you know, this isn't new. We know these attacks are coming. They've, you know, since 2011, you've had this playbook that's been moving across the country. It's here right now. Tell me what's going on.
Well, it's no secret that the Republicans have been plotting this for a long time in Pennsylvania. They've chosen their opportunity now because they have control of the House and the Senate, and they've proposed several bills that are pending right now. And we're here to take a stand, let the public know. The biggest problem we have, Rick, is our own members don't understand what right to work is. It's been politicized so badly across the country. It's been made to seem like it's a basically harmless maneuver to give people rights when it's taking people's rights away.
Exactly.
And that's what needs to be said. And the money they're dumping in Pennsylvania right now, the Koch brothers, is there any secret why the Koch brothers are in Pennsylvania dropping millions of dollars to try to influence politicians and try to get their votes and try to institute right to work in Pennsylvania? There should be no hidden agenda here. They're here because of big business and because right to work saves big business hundreds of millions of dollars in states that it is initiated in.
Yeah.
And it takes away workers' rights.
And beyond that, it's about power and control. If you can have a desperate working class, you have a working class that's not going to demand health care, not going to demand retirement security, not going to demand good schools. And you can go down the list. When you have a pliable working class, you have a desperation society.
You certainly do. And it all does filter down to the working people. And by the time it gets to them and right to work is instituted, they really don't know what hit them until a year or two later when they start seeing that their wages are depressed, that their health care is not as good as it was, that their working conditions and the society that built it around them is crumbling, because people that get affected don't realize how bad it is until after they've inherited what happened. You look at Wisconsin, and nobody thought it could happen in Michigan. Both of those states have seen a depression in wages. And not just that, Rick, they take away the human dignity of bargaining power. If we don't have checks and balances in this country where there is unions to stand up for working people, whether we represent some of these people or not, we bring up their standards of living because we make the other employers that are non-union cognizant of the fact that we make a difference. And if they continue to mistreat people, then we're there as a check and a balance. They don't want that. They want complete freedom to control the working people. And if they get that in Pennsylvania, we're going to have major problems here. We've got enough problems in Pennsylvania they should be addressing. And right to work is just a failure on their part to do anything constructive in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, they want to take us back to the days of Lochner and even before, the good old days of the 80s and 90s and not the 1980s and 90s. But here's the thing, and again, you look at the language and you give the right-wing credit, you give the corporatist credit because they've got great messaging. Right to work. Who can be against the right to work? And look, I'm not against the right to work. I think workers should have a right to a job, the right to a decent wage, the right to health care, the right to retirement security, the right to safe working conditions. The reality is their right to work has none of those rights. And I think that needs to be amplified every time someone says we need to pass this kind of insanity.
Well, it's ingenious messaging if you look at it, because that's exactly what they've done through the years. They've taken the words right to work and twisted them that to the fact that people don't really understand what right to work means. And I spent a lot of time with our members trying to explain it to them and why people want right to work. And it's amazing to me, Rick, that so many people, when you tell them exactly what it means, say, no way, right to work couldn't mean that. I mean, if you remember, even during the campaign when Mr. Trump was running, he was asked a question on an interview, and they asked him about right to work. And his answer was, of course I like right to work. People should have a right to work. That was his answer to a question during the campaign. So if you got a guy running for president of the United States that doesn't know what right to work is, you would certainly expect a lot of our members not to know either.
Right.
But make one thing certain. The politicians that are proposing this certainly know what it means. They know just what it means. I mean, you got Wagner running for governor, and he's probably the biggest proponent of right to work in the state. And, geez, he just happens to be a millionaire that will benefit from it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Rick, we have to make sure, and I can tell you this, we're going to be up in Harrisburg on the 20th of June with a big rally. The Teamsters are coming up. We'll have 1,000 people on the steps up there to deliver our message and make sure they know that we're going to be the backstop. We can't wait until it happens, like it happened in Michigan, like it happened in Wisconsin. It was too late. We have to be ahead of this curve, and we're going to be. And I hope the governor will stop by and speak. And right now, he's our backstop, and we need him.
Well, you brought up Scott Wagner's name, and there are many who believe that he will be the Republican candidate for governor in 2018. And I keep telling people, if baby Trump is elected, right to work will pass in Pennsylvania so quick that the folks in Kentucky will go, wow, that was fast.
It absolutely will happen. Like I said, the only backstop we have right now is we've got a governor that is for the working people, that cares about working people. And it's ironic that all the things that he tries to get done that are good for working people don't make it past his desk because it gets voted down. I think maybe the Senate and the House should start looking at some positive bills to look at instead of attacking the people in the middle class that actually make this state work.
I'm right there with you. But here's the thing. There's so much of this euphemistic legislation out there. You know, we've been talking about right to work, but there's also this, and I love the framing, paycheck protection. They want to protect our paychecks, Bill. Who could be against protecting someone's paycheck from wage theft? Who could be against, you know, stealing overtime? Who could be against those things, Bill?
Yeah. Those bills certainly aren't there to protect us. They're there to take away. They're just another fancy words for right to work and stealing our members' rights. And we can't be, we got to be cognizant of the fact that these bills are being filed one after another, and they keep changing the names on them and the numbers on them, but it's all the same phony baloney. It's not stuff that has meaning to us. It's only there to take away things that we've enjoyed for hundreds of years. Can you imagine if they took away, all right to work is a union dues-oriented type of a law. They take away all the funding for unions across the country. What would we be left with? I mean, even churches in this country depend on the parishioners to exist on a daily basis and deliver their messages. They want to silence us, and the only way they can silence us and take away any voices against them is to take away our ability to speak. And if we don't have members that are participating or they take away the right of them to bargain collectively, then we're stuck in the same rut we were in before unions were ever created.
Well, that is the point, is it not? I mean, that's, look, I go back to something my grandfather always told me. You know, my grandfather who fought in World War II and came back from the war to fight for a prosperous working class. And the battles that he told me that he went through, he was a Teamster for more than 20 years as well. He said, look, if a rich guy's going to take a buck out of his pocket to tell you you don't need something, you need to spend two to get it. And we now live in an environment where the rich people, the corporate, the boss is saying, you don't need any of this stuff. We will take care of you. You'll be fine. That thinking is, well, foreign to me, but insane.
You know, Rick, that's why when unions were created, and there was a lot of violence around creating unions back in the day in the 1800s and early 1900s and even as late as the 1950s. But at the end of those battles, employers across the country, whether they were union or non-union, recognized that people have a right to bargain, and it brought people around to a logical way of thinking. Right now, I don't know if you have some of the statistics on it, but right to work will cause, not cure, unemployment. 12 out of the top 20 states with the highest unemployment are right to work for less states, with 2.1 million people without jobs.
Yep.
And not only that, wages are an average of $6,109 lower in right to work states. Is there a reason that right to work is being proposed? Is that part of the reason? Because it doesn't make sense to me that you would institute a right to work law and people's wages would go down, their health care benefits would drop, and the poverty rate goes up 15%. That's not just a created number. That's over the years what has been created. And we certainly don't want to be the next right-to-work state in Pennsylvania.
I'm with you. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. What they say is, it's about freedom, Bill. It's about freedom. We should have the freedom to live in poverty. We should have the freedom to work in dangerous conditions. We should have the freedom to have our children go hungry and put them back in the mines. If we choose, Bill, it's about freedom.
Well, that's the same stink that you smell off a skunk when they go running through the woods, Rick. That stuff that they're saying and all the messages they're sending out to the public to try to dilute the truth, it's the same message we've been hearing over and over and over again for the last 10 years, only now they're spending a whole lot more money to incorporate that message and package it. So it's coming, and the Koch brothers aren't here because they like Pennsylvania or they're doing business in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
they're in Pennsylvania to deliver their message, and their message is it's time for Pennsylvania to be the 29th state. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to allow it. We're going to fight it. And we're going to be out there in strength and numbers, and we're going to go see our constituents, and we're going to go see our representatives and our state senators, and it may not matter at the end of the day, but they can buy them with money, we can buy them with votes. That's the difference.
Yeah, as I've always said, you know, they may have all the money. We've appropriated them. We just need to get out and vote. And, you know, here's the thing, you know, when, again, I go back to when a billionaire, when the boss is telling us we don't need something, we better figure out how to get it. So let me ask you, last line of questioning. We know all this stuff is poison for the working class. We know that people who go and punch a clock every day in right-to-work states make less money, have less health care, and do it in more dangerous conditions. How do we get people out? How do we get this message out? What are we doing? I know June 20th, you've got a big rally people can come out to. What else are you doing?
Well, we're doing a lot of things at the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Not only are we doing flyers and phone calls, we've got to turn up our data and start concentrating. We get so tied up in the everyday political affairs that we often don't deliver the message that our members need to see about these right-to-work laws. And some of these states that have them, we can even overturn some of these in time. But right now, we have to educate our members more than anything. And shows like this go a long way to do it. I mean, when you turn on the TV anymore, you've got one side ringing the chime and the other side ringing the other chime. Nobody's in the middle talking about the real issues. And it's up to us. It's up to us. I mean, my father and his father, they were all Teamsters. And at the end of the day, they educated us. Now I think we've fallen behind that a little bit, and we need to start getting out, making sure we educate our people. And we've started an action in Philadelphia and a program that we're going to be out in the counties. We're going to be out in the different parts of the state, educating our members, telling them about right to work, telling them about what their rights are, paycheck protection, stuff that they only read in the papers and briefly understand. We have to have one-on-one contact with our people.
Absolutely. And the as this continues, I'd love to have you come back. But to me, the message is very simple. Union jobs equal a better life. I know when I was a kid growing up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland, when people got union jobs, their lives got better. They had food at the end of the month. Their kids had new clothes. Lives got better. That's the message.
It is, Rick. And you know what? It's not just about union jobs, although that's what the priority is, certainly. But unions make a difference in everybody's life. They just don't realize it sometimes. If you've got a factory that's union paying people $15 an hour and the guy down the street's paying them $10, then he's going to become union real quick. But now what you have is a check and a balance where a guy down the street's probably paying them $14 because he don't want to become union with the collective bargaining rights. So we keep the everyday wages of other people that aren't union in line also. And that's what people don't understand across this country.
I'm right there with you, Bill. I appreciate the time. I'd love to have you come back as this continues. I look forward to it because this is an ongoing fight. The wealth class, they're not going to give up, and I know you won't either. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Great talk with you, Bill Hamilton. Again, you want to check out their website, we'll get a link at thericksmithshow.com. You know, just it's just amazing what's going on in just a very short period of time. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
And the kids locked in the Capitol are fighting till the end. And we're not gonna break tonight, and we're not gonna bend. Some say the union's down, but I asked around, and everybody said, this is a union town, a union town, all down the line. This is a union town, all down the line. And if they come to strip our rights away, we'll give them hell every time. This is a union town, all down the line.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg.